It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are still in the midst of the summer fire season as we head into the fall months, a dangerous stretch of the fire season as things are continuing to dry out in the Motherlode region. On this weekend show, we're going to focus a big part on the Washington fire response and also things to keep in mind ahead of the meaningful rainfall this season. Joining us today on the program are Tuolumne County's Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, Dory Beats, as well as Sonora City Administrator, Mary Rose Rudikanga. I want to thank you both for coming on today.
Thanks, BJ.
Thank you.
We'll start first with the Washington fire, and in regards to the damage estimates, what is the latest? I'll pose first, Dory Beats, from a county perspective, what have you kind of witnessed when it comes to the damage?
Yeah, so we have gathered what we call our initial damage estimates, and that is what is required by the state of California. We look at what were the damages to Tuolumne County as a result of the Washington fire. And while we did not have any physical structures owned by the county, it was within the county jurisdiction. So we went and looked at roads, which there are not any county roads in there, no structures, but obviously the time for staff to respond is included in that, as well as an anticipated cost for the household hazardous removal of the site within the county jurisdiction. So that is really what our initial damage estimates center around currently right now.
And 136 acres, that is the latest size?
Yes, correct. It was finally set at 136 acres was the final perimeter of the Washington fire.
This was one of those unique fires that burned the unincorporated areas, a part of Tuolumne County, as well as the city of Sonora. So, City Administrator Rudikanga, what have you noticed when it comes to the damage on the Sonora side?
Well, you know, I'll just start out by saying last year in 2020, the city entered into agreement with CAL FIRE, a mutual threat zone agreement, which allows fire suppression costs to be covered by the state when there's an actual, you know, threat within the SRA or response area. So thankfully those fire suppression costs we know are gonna be covered from the state, but we do have additional damage such as the buildings, the city owned buildings in our Southgate property. We had three buildings that were destroyed. So those costs will be estimated into our cost estimates with Cal OES. We also had quite a bit of storage there within those buildings that were also destroyed. So those storage as well will be added into those costs. In the response of the evacuations, we had asked for law enforcement mutual aid with Stanislaus County, as well as Calaveras County. So those response costs from those different agencies are totaled into our initial estimates as well. Those costs are borne by us, the city, which we are bringing forth to Cal OES for reimbursement as well. So again, looking at the city-owned buildings that were destroyed, the storage that was destroyed as well, and those law enforcement mutual aid response costs as well.
How large were these buildings that were destroyed?
So we had a previous animal control building out there that was completely destroyed by the fire. And so that is one of those buildings. We also had damage to our Station 3 historical fire station out there, which housed that historical fire engine that we talked about previously. That wasn't a complete destroy, but it suffered quite a bit of damage. And then we had a historical home or cabin that was also destroyed. So three structures, two completely destroyed by the fire, one that suffered significant damage.
Has the city had time at this point to kind of put together a list of what was being stored in those buildings to see what may have been lost?
Yeah, so actually, unfortunately in the animal control building, the major storage of that was our Christmas decorations. You know, we have our big Christmas parade, and we try to decorate as much as we can within downtown Sonora for the holiday season. So unfortunately, this year, it's going to look a little bit different when we gear up towards the holiday season because of all of those decorations were destroyed. I know decorations don't compare at all to the homes that were destroyed in this fire. However, they are pretty costly to, you know, to for reimbursement purposes. And so at this point, we are we're not at a point to be able to purchase those and gear us up for the holiday season.
So decoration, you're talking like the Santa's workshop decorations and the sleigh that used to be out on the courthouse park?
Mostly those, the wreaths, the banners, those kind of things that we had that would line the streets of Washington Street.
Got it. And then I'll go back over to Dory Beetz, Tuolumne County OES coordinator. Can you explain a little bit more about kind of the status of the request for state help?
Yeah, absolutely. So both the county and the city proclaimed a local state of emergency as a result of the Washington fire. We combined those two proclamations with the health order proclamation with our request to the state of California. We both have now submitted our initial damage estimates to the state, and those are under review currently. There will be a little bit of back and forth between both Cal OES and the county and Cal OES and the state before they make their determination as to whether or not they can provide the assistance as requested. And the request was for the household hazardous waste removal as well as the debris removal. So both of those, in addition to assistance under the California Disaster Assistance Act.
You know, the process to get that state funding, is that something that goes all the way to the top and requires like Governor Newsom's signature?
Not in this particular instance. So Cal OES has their dedicated program staff. They're very familiar with this process and request. Obviously, we have a lot of history in California, not just from wildfires, but other disasters and proclamations from local governments. And so they have dedicated staff that go through that process. Make sure that we have all the information provided in order to get a determination from their end.
So the county and city obviously hoping that that request is accepted. You know, what are kind of the next steps if it would not get approval?
Well, from the county perspective, if it does not receive approval, we would then have to make determination to fund the removal ourselves. And so we would have to bring that back to the board and get approval for removal of the household hazardous waste and also in the debris. Now, property owners, from private property owners, it is legally their responsibility to do so. But we are concerned about the household hazardous waste removal. Long term, when we look at potential debris flow as we get into the rainy season. Fortunately, we had a little rain last night, but not a whole heck of a lot. But we are looking into that because we want to make sure that we at least can get in and remove some of that household hazardous waste removal.
So as you sit and wait right now on the state right now, that debris is all just sitting there in place?
Yes, unfortunately. And this is why we really, really continue to educate those individuals who were living there that have chosen either to go back and look. Some individuals who have been requesting to go back and live. It's quite not ready for that. Obviously, there's a lot of damage still on the ground and a lot of toxins there as a result of the fire. So we really caution folks that are going back to wear protective clothing, take precautions in that respect to protect their health.
I know the county has brought up this point earlier, but you know, what are the concerns about people just going and say placing a trailer out there and trying to live off the land right now?
That is a concern, and it's one of the things through our community development department, Quincy Ailey, who spoke with us last week. She was working on that, and there is a lot of visitation by our staff out to those sites, talking to some of those individuals, really educating them about the necessity to allow some time for us to do the cleanup. We are also reaching out to the property owners who own those properties to educate them as well that it's not quite safe for people to go back there currently.
And City Administrator Rudy Conga, anything else you'd like to add about the city's perspective in the event that the state does not approve this funding?
Yeah, you know, the total cost of the damage, although we are nowhere near on the county side due to the homes that were destroyed, it's still quite a bit in an estimate for us. And so when we look at whether or not the state is going to be reimbursing us, we look at things on whether or not we actually rebuild on that property that is city owned out there at Southgate, or you know, looking at ways to reduce budgetary costs and pull from reserves to be able to supplement to ensure that we're paying on those law enforcement mutual aid costs. So if the state chooses not to reimburse through the CDAA, we would have to make budgetary reductions or pull money from reserves to pay for those damages incurred by the fire.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking about the Washington fire right now and the continued cleanup in that area and steps that are being taken. We're joined on the program this weekend by Dory Beetz, who is the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, as well as Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.